In order to avert a criminal indictment, the bishop of the Diocese of Phoenix has acknowledged that he allowed sexually abusive priests to work with children and that he transferred those priests to other churches without alerting anyone to their history. As part of the agreement, the bishop says he will transfer some of his authority to other officials in the diocese. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Some 50 priests and church employees in Arizona have been accused of sexually abusing children over the past 3 decades. Maricopa County Attorney Rick Romley lays much of the blame at the feet of Thomas J. O'Brien, who's been the bishop for 22 years. Romley says his investigation turned up no evidence that O'Brien himself had abused anyone. But he says the bishop knew about the abuse by the priests he supervised and obstructed justice by not reporting it. In a press conference yesterday, Romley said the bishop tried to resign, but the Vatican would not let him.
Although he could not be removed because of the Pope's decision, one of the conditions that I laid out was that he must step aside from any oversight into the sexual misconduct allegations that come forth to the church.
Specifically, Bishop O'Brien agreed to appoint a youth protection advocate to report allegations of sexual abuse to the police. He also agreed to delegate everything to do with the sexual abuse scandal to a moderator of Curia, a kind of chief of staff. The bishop's spokeswoman, Kim Sue Leah Perks, said these concessions should be put in perspective. Take the new moderator of Curia.
Really what's happening is he is going to take on most of these new initiatives and these big changes that we're going through right now. You know, it wouldn't be unusual for a bishop to delegate these things anyway, quite frankly.
In fact, the bishop didn't really give up anything at all in this agreement, says John Baker, a law professor at Louisiana State University. For example, the agreement says the state and public may give input into how the diocese develops a new training program on sexual abuse. But the state can't do anything if it doesn't like how the program is crafted or how it's carried out. As to the new people overseeing sexual abuse allegations, the bishop can simply fire them if he doesn't like what they're doing.
And so the bishop hasn't stepped aside in any sense, and it's very clear that Rome was careful on all of these points not to give up any of its own jurisdiction.
Baker believes the Vatican learned a lesson from the New Hampshire agreement. Last year, a state prosecutor in New Hampshire forced the bishop to give the state unprecedented oversight of how the diocese trains people to prevent sexual abuse. Baker says this time, even though the Phoenix prosecutor had a much stronger case against Bishop O'Brien, the church kept the state completely outside of church business. Chester Gillis, who teaches theology at Georgetown University, says this is still a significant event. Prosecutors, who used to consider the wall between church and state something of an electric fence, are pursuing church leaders far more aggressively and getting results.
I think that the attorneys general who are pursuing bishops for misconduct are creating a certain tension there and also being listened to by bishops and saying, we had better clean up our own house before the legal system does it for us.
And Gillis expects other prosecutors to use New Hampshire and Arizona as a model. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.